都想要极力成为儿女眼中的好父亲。
I believe every father wants to be a good father to his children.
在家庭教育当中呢，请问父亲和母亲谁重要？
Who is more important in an upbringing of a child, the mother or the father?
哎，标准答案是两个都重要。
The answer is both.
两个都很重要。那根据美国心理学家认为，他说一个人能够取得成就，20%是决定于后天的努力，但是80%是决定于父亲的教导。
U.S. psychologists believe that 20% of a person's achievement comes from hard work, but 80% comes from the father's guidance.
他说，父亲乃是孩子生命成长中非常重要的人物。
A father is a very influential figure in his child's life.
他怎么重要呢？他说，同样的一句话，如果由爸爸的嘴巴说出来呢，对孩子的影响力是从妈妈说出来的50倍。
The same confirmation coming from a father is 50 times more powerful than coming from a mother.
母亲对孩子的影响是孩子能不能够成为一个独立的人。
A mother's influence may determine whether a child can reach to the state of being independent.
而父亲的影响则是塑造这个孩子对人生的看法，关系到人格的形成。
But a child's character and perspective of life are shaped by the father.
在这孩子一生扮演着非常重要的角色。
Play a very important role in his life.
而一个人和母亲的关系是否和谐，会影响到孩子未来的婚姻家庭是否幸福。
A good relationship with mother could play a positive role in a child's marriage later in life.
但这孩子和父亲的关系是否和谐呢？会影响这个孩子未来的事业前途是否有成就。
On the other hand, a good relationship with the father could make a big impact on a child's future achievement.
可见成为一位好父亲对儿女一生何等重要。
It doesn't take a genius to see the enormous value of being a good father.
那既然作为父亲那么重要，那你认为要怎么样才是一个好父亲呢？
So what do you think, How to become a good father?
我们的印象当中，父亲就是要辛苦赚钱养家啊，整理庭院，当搬运工，付账单，偶尔带全家旅游等等。
Put food on the table, fix up the yard, pay bills, and bring family on vacation. Are they enough?
那你以为这样就够了吗？儿女真正所要的就这些吗
？What do your children want from you?
Maybe 可能都不是啊。
Maybe none of the above.
因为决定你是不是一位好父亲，不是光靠你自己的方式去认知，而是要从我们儿女的角度来理解。
But what decides? Because what decides whether you are a good father or not should not come from your perspective, but from your own children's.
就好比说一个很好的丈夫，但是不一定说明他就是一个很好的父亲，同不同意？
For example, a good husband is not necessarily a good father. Agree?
一个好的丈夫，全世界只有一个人能决定，那就是他的太太。
There's only one person is qualified to decide whether
不是他的朋友，不是他的儿女决定的。那同样的，成为好父亲是谁决定
？Similarly,
是从儿女的角度来看，
only
他如果是
your child can decide whether you're a good father.
那神让我们在座许多人可以成为好父亲，乃是对所有的父亲有一个期待跟要求。
God allows us to become fathers, or any other roles, because He expects and requires us to fulfill His purpose of this role.
就像我们任何一个角色，有些做母亲的可能做不到父亲，有些单身的还是没当父亲哈。但每一个角色都有神的期待跟要求的。
Every role comes with it.
同样的，成为儿女眼中的好父亲，不是自然而然就可以达到的。
It takes effort to be a good father from the perspective of his own children.
圣经当中有许多成功的属灵伟人，但是他们却是个失败的父亲。
The Bible recorded a few spiritual giants who may be successful but not great fathers.
比如说以利哈，祭司以利啊，这个先知撒母耳，他们。都不是他 很成功很伟大，可是都不是好父亲。
Like Eli and Samuel.
但是圣经也记载了许多伟大而且成功的父亲。
The scriptures also listed some many great fathers.
其中一个就是我们刚刚所读的经文。
One of those is Jairus.
啊，他的名字叫做雅鲁，我们刚刚所读的一个管会堂的，而且有一个十二岁的独生女。
A leader of the local synagogue, he has only one child, a 12-year-old daughter.
啊，以下我们将来学习啊，为何他是一个好父亲，可以成为我们学习的榜样。
We're going to learn why he is considered a good father.
也可以成为儿女眼中的好父亲。
So we can learn from him.
好，第一个就是他为儿女寻求耶稣。
Seeking Jesus for his children.
好，让我们一起来读第四十一到十二节。预备。
Let's read verse 41-42. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter,
他有一个独生女儿，约有十二岁，快要死了。耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。当时耶稣行了许多的神迹异能，名声传遍了当地，所以就有许多人要来寻找耶稣。
At that stage of Jesus' ministry, he performed numerous miracles, and he was well known. Many people were looking for Jesus.
但是对于这位父亲雅鲁而言呢，却是非常不容易。
But it must be hard for Jairus.
因为这时候他一定是心急如焚呐、啊，一方面担心女儿性命的安危。他要留在家里陪伴女儿最后生命的最后一刻，或者是呢，要到耶稣面前来寻求耶稣的医治啊，或者其他的管道，他必须要做出一个决定。
But it must be hard for Jairus to seek out Jesus at this time because his daughter was dying. She could pass away any moment, and Jairus must be struggling whether to stay at home with her daughter or to seek out Jesus.
所以当时呢，他做了最后的决定。他愿意放弃其他的方式，不顾一切来找耶稣。
But he chose to come to Jesus for help at all costs.
所以当众人在迎接耶稣的时候，圣经记载了，他早已守候多时在那里了。可以看第四十节。
We could tell from verse 40 that when the crowd was waiting for Jesus, he was already there.
所以我们想一想，第一个，你有没有不计代价的来寻找？你为儿女付上多少的代价呢？
May I ask how much sacrifice have you made?
你别以为说一边你陪他做功课，一边玩手机、上网路啊，或者处理公务啊，就够了。这还不是好父亲的表现。
May I ask how much sacrifice have you made for your children?
这更不是付什么代价。
Playing with your cell phone or
想一想，你过去几年有没有为你的女儿做过什么牺牲，付过什么代价？还是你觉得事业第一，工作优先？
Playing with your cell phone or multitasking while you're with them is not sacrifice. Think back in the recent years, what kind of price have you paid for your children's needs?
倘若我们没有为儿女付过什么代价，那表示你还要再继续努力。
Does your job or career always come before them? If you haven't done much, you have room to grow.
好，那为儿女寻求耶稣三方面，第一个是不计代价的寻找，第二个呢？是不耻俯伏的恳求。
Second one is not ashamed to fall down.
好的，埃鲁当时这位父亲呢，当时他俯伏在耶稣的脚前，他求耶稣到他家去。
Verse 41 says, Jairus came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come with him, to come home with him.
同样的故事记载在马可福音五章二十二到二十三节。还有更详细的记载，我们一起来读好不好
let's read Mark 22:23. It's a similar recording of the same story.
预备，请。
Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus, pleading with him, my little daughter is dying. Please come and lay your hands on her, heal her so she can live.
好，他为了救他的女儿，这个。埃鲁这个人呢，他不惜将他的尊严放在地上，俯伏在耶稣的脚前来祈求，这个举动很不容易哦。
Jairus laid aside his status, his dignity, prostrated himself before Jesus. This is not easy, especially in front of a crowd.
尤其当时很多人在场，多没面子。
Jairus was not concerned about losing his face.
他是一个管理会堂的，在社会很有地位的，可是他却不耻将自己处于这样卑微的地步。
He has a high social status, but he's willingly humble himself before Jesus.
当然，圣经中也有提到几位愿意曾经俯伏在耶稣脚前的人， 比如说玛利亚。
There were a couple of people in the scriptures who also fell at Jesus' feet, such as Mary.
但是她不像这有或是有罪的女人，她不像这些人，她为自己的罪痛悔，或者是长麻风病的这个得病的医治回来感恩，愿意俯伏在耶稣的面前。
Such as a cured leper who came back to thank Jesus, or a sinful woman who showed the deep repentance by kissing Jesus' feet.
好，那这些人来到耶稣的面前呢，都是为了自己因为领受到神的爱，都是个人的因素。但埃鲁这个人呢，是圣经唯一为儿女俯伏在耶稣脚前的父亲，而且的是再三的为女儿来求代求。
However, they all came to Jesus for personal reasons, while Jairus was the only one who came to intercede for his daughter. He pleaded earnestly with Jesus.
这就是这位父亲的伟大。
This is why I think Jairus was a great father.
我们来想看，我们有为我们的儿女付出类似的代求吗？
May I ask how long have you spent kneeling and praying for your children as a father?
做一个父亲常常以为说，只要拼命赚钱供他们享乐，或是提供一个舒适的环境让儿女成长就够了。
Do you think providing them with a comfy home and some allowance to spend in their pleasures is all they need?
但是我们更应该问，作为一个父亲要提醒的是，你曾经花多少时间跪在神面前为儿女祈求呢？
I think more importantly we should be reminded how much time you spend praying for them.
第三个呢，是不惧环境的困难。
Third one, Jairus faced tough circumstances with great courage.
马可福音五章三十八到四十节。
In Mark 5:38-40, let's read together. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing out loudly. He went in and said to them,
好，对于这位父亲而言，这个举动很不容易的。
It must take great courage for this father to act like this.
你想想，当时这些亲人在丧礼的当中，这时候有其他的，就算不信的亲属坚持要用佛教或是道教的仪式，聘请法师在那里做这个超度，用扩音机在那里扰攘，然后呢，再加上一些专业的这个请来的这个哭队哭号哭那个痛哭的队伍，这样，那你要花多少勇气才把这些人赶出去
？Imagine in a family member's funeral service, are the other unbelieving relatives insisted on hiring the Buddhist monk or Taoist priest to perform ceremony?And they also paid for professional mourners to mourn loudly at the funeral. Would you have the courage to ask all of them to leave?
要当我们的亲人过世的时候，我们虽然是基督徒，而且我这位过世的这位可能也是基督徒，可是我们却面对整个家族的压力，我们都不敢，因为他们是好意请人来办这些丧事的，你把他都赶出去，这容易吗？你会得罪多少人啊
？Imagine how many people will you be offended?
请不要误会，我不是鼓励大家要这样照这样子做，因为当时的情况很特殊。
Don't get me wrong, I'm not encouraging everybody to do likewise.
首先，他是一家之主。
Jairus' situation was different. He was the head of the household.
而且呢，他是让耶稣，他不是自己赶他是让耶稣亲自来赶出这种人，
and Jesus,
这些人。
And Jesus did this for him. He did not do it by himself.
而在现实的环境当中，不是每个人都可以这样子做的。
In real life, not everyone can take such risk.
主要是要强调大家，你可以来体会一下当时这位父亲所面对的环境有多困难。
However, my purpose is to paint a picture of how tough the situation was and how courageous Jairus was.
他为了寻求耶稣，他容许耶稣来掌权，而完全不畏惧这些外在环境的困难。
His willingness to let Jesus reign in his life at all costs is something.We fathers can definitely learn from.
也甚至愿意为此付上惨痛的代价。
And he's willing to pay a dear price for it.
这样的精神与态度是作为一个父亲所应当学习的。
This is what we should learn from.
好，第二方面呢，要为儿女所做的是要为儿女邀请耶稣。
Inviting Jesus for his children.
让我们一起来读第41到42节。
Let's read verse 41 to 42. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come.
Jairus
sincerely invited Jesus.
埃鲁他要求耶稣到他家呢, 不是说要耶稣简单吩咐一下,女儿病就好了。
Jairus didn't just ask Jesus for a simple word to heal his daughter.
虽然他有信心相信耶稣绝对能够医治他女儿, 但是不要劳动夫子啊, 但是他还是很诚恳的。 提出请求,希望耶稣能够到他的家来, 为什么呢?
He sincerely invited Jesus to his home. Why?
因为他相信,他邀请耶稣到他家的目的乃是相信他是弥赛亚, 他不但是那位全能的医治者, 他更是他整个家庭的主宰。
Because not only does he acknowledge that Jesus is the Messiah and the Almighty Healer, but he also accepts him as the savior of his family.
换一句话说, 今天我们要建立基督化家庭, 这乃是父亲的责任。
In other words, to establish a family with Christian value is the father's responsibility.
很多人都会买一个牌子, 挂在你们家的一入口, 就基督是我家之主, 好像父亲只要花钱买那个牌子就够了。
A father should lead the effort to invite Jesus into...
应当带头来让耶稣进入你的全家, 而不是让母亲去买一块这个牌子装装饰品就可以了。
A father should lead the effort to invite Jesus into your home, not just asking your wife to buy a plaque that says Christ is the head of the house as decorations. Being a father, have you invited Jesus to your home?
所以作为父亲, 你要让, 有没有邀请耶稣到你家, 让耶稣得着你和你全家呢? 还是你只要耶稣给你祝福, 啊, 得到你想要的东西就好了呢?
Have you brought your whole family to Jesus? Or you just kept the blessing for yourself?
我告诉你, 你的儿女都在看, 他看你, 你在信耶稣, 你在请求耶稣, 你要的, 像耶稣要的, 是什么东西? 他们都看出, 你是否从内心真正欢迎, 邀请耶稣住在你的家中?
Your children are watching. They know whether you really welcome Jesus at your home.
第二方面是你要乐意开放家庭,
willing to open your home.
当时, 啊, 耶稣到, 啊, 埃鲁的家, 请问有谁跟着来?
Who came with Jesus when he arrived at Jairus' home?
怎么不理我啊? 今天怎么了? 那么安静? 哎, 门徒嘛, 除了还有几位门徒, 还有当时跟随耶稣的所有群众。
Yes, disciples and a big crowd.
啊, 当时呢, 这些群众甚至跟着拥挤耶稣啊, 啊, 群众拥挤耶稣, 你看当时他根本没有机会打电话, 也没有电, 没有手机, 也没有LINE, 没有WeChat, 啊, 来通知一下, 征求太太的意见, 啊, 能不能现在赶快开放家庭?
He wouldn't have a chance to call his wife and ask for permission.
你看当时家中乌烟瘴气, 准备要办丧事了, 他们一定有很多的理由拒绝推迟, 啊, 我们不方便, 你看现在什么时机了, 要找耶稣另外再有找机会, 对不对?
The timing couldn't be worse. It was really inconvenient to have guests, not to mention a big crowd, to visit his home at that time. It was not the time to show hospitality, correct?
但是我相信一定, 有一种人做得到, 就是那些已经决定把自己家里随时都可以奉献出来, 因为他知道这个家如果为主的缘故, 任何时候都是可以开放的。
Yes, unless you have dedicated your house to be used by the Lord and are ready to open your home anytime for the Lord.
所以这个父亲雅鲁, 他就是这样的人, 他愿意随时开放自己的家。
Jairus is such a person.
所以我们也要学习, 啊, 雅鲁, 知道开放家庭的目的, 不是让人去欣赏你的房子有多漂亮, 你的布置有多好看, 你的整洁, 清洁有多整齐, 而是要让人家看见你, 上帝在你的家里的奇妙作为。
The purpose of opening your home is not for people to compliment you on how clean your house is or how beautiful your decorations are, but for people to see God's powerful deeds in your family.
好将荣, 好将一切的荣耀都归给神。
So they can give glory to God.
那倘若你开放家庭只是要得到别人对你的称赞，说哇你这个家多好啊，但是却没有一个人看出神在你这个家庭啊，这个作为在你的家，那你这样开放家庭就没有意义了。
If nobody can tell that God is in your home, then it's meaningless to open your home.
那如果这样干脆我们每一次都到五星级的酒店交谊厅去聚会，那不是很好吗？
Otherwise we can all meet in a 5-star restaurant because it's much easier.
对，所以盼望我们当中，当你愿意开放家庭的时候， 不要以这个哎呦我们看见不了人啊，我们是不是一些外在的环境，是你有没有让神愿意看让人来看见神在你 这家庭的作为。
So don't be embarrassed to open your home to everyone.
而且更重要的是让你这个房子可以成为祝福他人的管道，让那个场所可以来荣耀神，这是多么有福气多么有意义的事情。
It will be very meaningful if you can open your home and become a blessing for others.
第三个是谦卑让主掌权，第五十一节，我们一起来读一遍，请。
When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except.
耶稣不但到了埃鲁的家，他还进入他的内屋，那这象征着耶稣进入这个家庭的核心。
Not only Jairus, Jesus entered Jairus' home, he went into the inner room.
而且呢，除了耶稣带了三位门徒以及这位女儿的父亲，耶稣不让其他的人进去，这很特别哦。请问这是谁的家？你想看看。
Yeah.
这说明说耶稣才是这家的主人。
That says Jesus had connected with the core of the family. Also, did you notice that Jesus gave permission for who can enter the house and who cannot? This shows that Jesus has authority over the house, not Jairus.
很可惜是今天我们少数灵命不成熟的父亲，他们家庭侍奉神又侍奉马门金钱。
Unfortunately, some immature fathers today serve both God and money.
让他看见他家里多有钱多有成就啊，来代表这就是上帝的祝福，其实是不对的。
Often show off their house to deem as a blessing from God.
礼拜天来上教堂，可是家里又摆了很多那种风水啊，这种什么摆了一些东西啊，这个会带来好运的财神爷啊，或是一些的东西。
They put other idols at their home.
但让耶稣进到他家，也让观音菩萨财神也都进到他家，这是不应该的。
But we Christian fathers should never fall into such a trap.
对于基督徒而言，当然你不会去拜其他假神，不过让耶稣进到你的家呢，就是让你的孩子看见你是不是这个家里的权威，你不是这个家里的权威，耶稣才是。
We should let our children see clearly that Jesus is the head of the house, not us.
所以重点是你愿不愿意交出你在家庭中的主权，作为一个父亲。
So the point is, are you willing to surrender the sovereignty of your family every day?
最后一个方面是要为儿女信靠耶稣。
The last
是什么意思呢？有三方面的意思。好，我们一起来读第五十节，好不好？预备，请。
Verse 50.
耶稣听见就对他说：“不要怕，只要信你的儿女。”好，三方面来说，第一个是全然交托而不为自己保留。
Completely entrusted him without reservation.
埃鲁的工作是干嘛的？管会堂的嘛，所以会堂是犹太人敬拜神、学习圣经之处。
Jairus' work was managing the synagogue.
他的功能就像今天社区服务中心一样，就是紧紧联系他们的文化。
Jewish synagogue.It's like our community center today. It is a place where people learn scriptures and worship God.
当时呢，如果是被他们赶出会堂，那表示他们是被这个社会的群体所唾弃的。
It is closely connected to their culture.
换句话说，管理会堂的工作非常的重要，重要到连圣经在马可、路加、约翰、路加福音、马可福音都要特别提到他的职业。
In other words, Jairus had a very important job. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, three Gospels, all recorded his story.
好，他的社会地位不低的，而且人脉一定不少，一定会认识很多医生之类的朋友。
He must know a lot of people, including some doctors.
只是他们对他女儿的病束手无策。
Maybe they, none of them can heal his daughter.
不过一个很特别的一件事，就是这位父亲在他女儿临终前，没有医生在旁边呢。
However, strangely, there was no doctor mentioned in this story at the last hour of his daughter's life.
也就是他不为自己保留其他的后路，他只有单单交托给耶稣，寻求耶稣的拯救。
Because Jairus does not rely on other solutions, but only trust in Jesus.
我们的信心常常都是太小了。倘若我们家中亲友中有人得癌症，那我们除了寻求神祷告啊之外，另外我们都会试试这个偏方，试试那个偏方，啊，恨不得要给自己更多的机会，是不是？
Oftentimes our faith is too small. If a family member had cancer, we would pray, but we would also try all possible prescriptions.
当然我不是说我们只要祷告其他的都不要上医院了，不是这个意思，而是说你看 当耶稣要前往埃鲁家之前发生了一件事情，就是有一位患12年血热的妇人到处找遍名医，花尽一切所有的，但是都得不着医治，最后耶稣还是医治他了。
There's nothing wrong with this approach. Just like Jesus healed a woman suffering from bleeding for 12 years on his way to Jairus' house, she had spent all she had on doctors and yet could not be healed by any. Jesus healed her anyway.
那为什么要插入这个故事呢？就是耶稣要借着医治这位患12年血肉妇人的这个插曲，来强调信心的重要性。
I believe this story was added here to emphasize the importance of our faith.
正如在雅各书一章第八节所说的。
It's just like what James reminded us with 1:8, James.
一起来声，同声来读一遍。心怀恶意的人，在他一切都没有定见。好，第二方面啊，为了女儿信靠耶稣的意义，就是信心仰望而不在乎他人。
Have faith, trust the Lord without caring about others.
当埃鲁来找耶稣的时候。请问他的女儿死了没有？
When Jairus came to find Jesus, has his daughter died?
没有。好，马可福音第九章十八节，好，我们一起来读就知道有没有了。
Read this verse, you'll find out.
就是说这话了，就是说，就是说，我的女儿什么？
已经
刚才是求你，要是他就必活。好，即使在四十九节更清楚，他就说有人就辞。有人直接残忍公开的宣布说他女儿已经死了，不要劳动夫子。
Actually verse 49 also clearly stated that someone had openly told him that his daughter was dead, no need to bother the teacher anymore.
可见这人呢，明知道他女儿死了之后才来到现场。那既然他女儿已经死了，他为什么不就办后事，那不理会别人的劝告而来找耶稣呢？
It's obvious that Jairus knew his daughter had passed away. Then why did he, instead of arranging for the funeral, came to see Jesus?
请不要误会，以为我们的亲人如果离世，就算医生已经开了死亡证明书，不要管，不要管他，我们就去求耶稣，让他能够重新活过来，不是这个意思的。
Please don't get me wrong. I don't mean if your loved ones passed away, then even the doctor already handed us the death certificate, we should ignore it and still pray for the healing.
因为这里最重要要表达的是，不管他的女儿是生是死，他都已经全然交托给主了。
The important message here is that whether his daughter is alive or dead, Jairus fully trusts the Lord.
因为不像拉撒路，他刚死了之后啊，即使已经死了几天了，然后耶稣到达的时候，不论是他的姐姐马大，或是妹妹这个，或是这个玛利亚，他都有一些怨言，所以觉得耶稣晚来了一步了。
Not like Martha and Mary after Lazarus' death, they were upset about the fact that Jesus came one step too late.
但是埃鲁呢，他有信心，所以当耶稣说这女儿没有死，是睡了，所以这时候众人也在嗤笑耶稣啊。
But Jairus had faith, so when other people laughed at Jesus' words that she is not dead but asleep, he just ignored others laughing and chose to trust in Jesus.
而这时候埃鲁他根本不在乎别人怎么样看笑话，他仍然就是坚定的信靠耶稣，相信耶稣的话语及他的能力。
Jairus chose to trust in Jesus, his words and his power.
因为这时候耶稣亲口对他说，他说不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。
Because Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe, and she will be healed.
他正是抓住神的应许，以及以信心去经历神的大能，而不在乎别人的眼光与看法。
He took hold of God's promise, regardless of others' comments. Through his face, he experienced God's power.
别人的反应与评价也影响不了他，这就是我们要学习的。
This is the lesson we can glean from.
最后一个是他完全听从而不质问原因。
The last one is completely obedient without asking for reasons.
当你仔细分析上下文，在38、39节，耶稣在格拉森赶鬼之后，这位被鬼附的人要跟随耶稣，耶稣却叫他说：“耶稣却要他去传扬耶稣所做的大能。”
If you look closely at the context of this passage, verse 39 is the story of Jesus delivering a demon-possessed man from Gerasenes. The man wanted to follow Jesus, but Jesus sent him away to tell others about what Jesus had done for him.
但是很奇怪，到了第五十六节的时候，耶稣在这里却特别吩咐埃鲁哈，他们夫妇不要把所做的事情告诉别人。
However, in this story, Jesus ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened.
当然这些事情也被大大的传开了，在马太福音9:26，我们就看见。
Later from Matthew 9:26, we know that eventually the news spread through all that region.
不过我想，这要是换了我们的话，我们就会问为什么。
If we were Jairus and his wife, we may ask Jesus why.
那个被鬼附的，他就可以到处去讲，我就不能讲，是嫌我口才不好吗？
Are we less capable of spreading the news?
那我们也会做各种不同的猜测。那我们也看这个写经学家也好，我们也好，都喜欢去分析为什么这个时候神不容许这样做，在那个地方又可以，然后我们就说服自己，好像神好让神有一个台阶可以下，是不是？
We, as well as Bible commentators, tend to analyze each case closely and explain why God allowed this to happen, but not that. Maybe we do so to convince ourselves that God is always right.
Yeah, 其实不用如此，因为我们的有限所解释出来的理由不一定完全正确。
Actually, we don't need to be like that because we are very limited. The reason we come up with may not be true.
但我只相信一件事情，就是神不需要我们去知道所有的原因，我们只需要去听从他的话语，那就够了。
But I do believe one thing: God doesn't want us to know everything, but to simply obey Him.
神要我们去做，你就去做；神不让我们去做，你就不要去做。
Do what He told us to do or not to do.
也不要去追根究底啊，非要跟神要跟我们解释清楚才行。
We don't need to get to the bottom of everything.
因为听命胜于献祭，是不是？
Just obey God's command, because to obey is better than sacrifice.
最后我们看见这位父亲为12岁的女儿求耶稣医治，这一个简单的举动，竟然我们看见一个伟大父亲应有的特质。
Conclusion: This father pleaded with Jesus to heal his daughter. Through this simple act, we get to see the necessary qualities of a great father.
其实我们发现啊，每一个人都需要这个特质，不管你有没有做父亲。
As a matter of fact, whether being a father or not, seeking out Jesus,
不论是寻求耶稣、邀请耶稣，或是信靠耶稣，这都是我们每一天需要操练，而且也需要被提醒的。
Seeking out for Jesus, inviting Jesus, and trusting Jesus are something we all need to cultivate and be reminded daily.
换句话说，你的生命与耶稣连结，接受耶稣成为合神心意的人，凡事依靠耶稣，生命让他掌权，使他成为你生命的重心。
To put it another way, when your life is connected with Jesus, accepting Him and relying on Him to govern your life, putting Jesus in the center of your life.
当你这样做的话，你不但不会成为一个没有家庭责任的宗教狂热分子，反而能够让神在你生命中扮演很重要的角色。你可以做得很有声有色，并且活出精彩与美好。
If you do this, you will never turn into an irresponsible religious fanatic. On the contrary, no matter what role you are playing in your life, you can play it well and live a beautiful and colorful life.
那另外一方面，可能我们在座有些人没有机会得到一位好父亲，或者是他们对父亲的角色是模糊的，甚至是伤害的。
For those who did not have a good father, their impression of a father may be blurred or even scarred.
然而，不管你肉身有没有一位好父亲，你要知道，在天上，你有一位永远爱你胜过任何人的父亲。
Nevertheless, whether or not you have a good earthly father, you do have a heavenly father who loves you more than anyone in this world.
能够成为天父的儿女，我告诉你，何等的美好。
How blessed for you to be a child of the heavenly father.
今天我们要庆祝父亲节，但是我们更应该除了为地上的父亲庆祝，我们更应该为天上的父亲感恩，并且回应他的爱。
Today is Father's Day. How much more we need to show our gratitude to our Heavenly Father and respond to His love.
但你真正明白天父的心吗？你知道他向你所要的是什么吗？
But do you really know His heart? Do you know what does your Heavenly Father require of you?
你别以为你只要努力用功，有好的表现，很成功，优秀，出类拔萃啊，天父就满意了。我告诉你，那可不一定。
Do not assume that as long as you work hard, be successful, he will be pleased. Not necessarily.
很多人都知道我上个月去参加我小女儿的大学毕业典礼。
Last month, I attended my youngest daughter's commencement ceremony.
通常成绩优异的学生、毕业生身上都会很多的荣誉彩带。
For outstanding graduates, they wear award sashes.
那我就说啊，一般人可能就有两条而已哈，有的像我以前都空空的没有，很多人也都没有。哎，你优秀的就两条，但是他身上竟然有八条啊
！They wear award sashes to show their achievements, commonly two.
然后
my daughter had eight sashes on her.
他们一群朋友在那里照相，然后这些家长就在旁边在那里聊天。
After the ceremony, students were taking pictures while parents chatted.
那其中一个家长就对我说：“哎呀，我为栽培这个女儿啊，花了多少钱呐？到现在毕业了还找不到工作。”
One of the parents, told me.
我听完之后都不知道怎么接下去。
One of the parents told me, "I spent so much money on my daughter's education these past few years. Now that she graduated, she still doesn't have a job yet."
那首先，我这个小女儿上大学都是全额奖学金，而且她。课后还要打工赚生活费，跟两个姐姐一样上大学没有花我半毛钱。
After I heard this, I don't even know how to respond. My daughter attended college with full scholarship. She worked part-time while in school to help pay for her own living expenses. I did not pay anything for her or her sister's college education.
而且早在她还没毕业之前，就有好多公司要她了，就找到工作了，薪水还比两个姐姐还很高。
And she was offered a job that pays more than her sisters before she graduates.
她的确很优秀，而且优秀到让人家嫉妒。但是我告诉你，你觉得我会真的以为她有这么高的这个好的成就，我就高兴就满足了吗？
Indeed, she's a high achiever. However, do you think I'm happy and satisfied because of her achievements?
如果你有这样的女儿，你就满意了吗？
If you have such daughter, will you be satisfied totally?
我告诉你，她的确是领过很多学术的奖项，而且每次领奖的时候都是姐姐透过姐姐告诉我的。
She did earn many academic awards, but I always found out later from her sisters, not from her.
在我的印象当中，只有她三次主动跟我联络，其他都是我追着她到处问她的状况怎么样怎么样，每次都说我很忙我很忙，就这样推脱了。
As far as I can remember, she only contacted me three times.
也许她对我搬来加州离开她有一些不谅解。那也许她真的是要读书又打工很辛苦太忙了。但是这三次主动跟我联络呢，都有原因的。
Maybe she was busy, maybe she was unhappy that I left her and moved here. For whatever reason, I did not hear from her often, so I had to call her and find out how she was doing.
第一次呢是她学校注册的时候。这个学校要他交我的报税资料，否则他没办法注册。哇，他就像夺命连环扣一样，哇，一直打，一直打，一直找。这是第一次。
As far as I can remember, she only contacted me three times. The first time she called me when she needed my tax return for school registration.
第二次是她开车的时候在高速公路爆胎了，不晓得怎么处理。
The second time when she had a flat tire on highway and did not know how to do, what to do.
第三次是她去跟同事喝酒，不胜酒力喝到吐血，被送到急诊室急救，而且还是她的朋友跟我联络的。
And the third time when she was brought to an emergency room due to an alcohol overdose, her friend contacted me through Facebook.
你想看，如果每次出事的都是出事的才来找我，那我宁愿她健健康康的都不要跟我联络，因为她一跟我联络我就开始紧张了，一定又出事了。
If she only contacts me when she has trouble, I'd rather she does not contact me at all.
请问你觉得这样的关系好吗？
But do you think this is a good relationship?
的确有这么优秀的女儿，可是你觉得这关系好吗？我想这很像我们跟神祷告一样，总是等到出了状况才跟上帝祷告啊，来祈求，好像我们对上帝也不满意，好像也对他有一些埋怨啊，或者他很忙啊，我们不用。
It's almost like we only pray to God when we have trouble.
我承认我的小女儿很优秀，但是我所期待的并不是只有她优秀而已。难道她不优秀，我就不爱她吗？
True, my daughter is very outstanding. But would I stop loving her if she is less than that?
大家一定还记得磐石乐团谢宏文牧师，他在我们当中过。
Remember Pastor Xie from the Rock Music Ministry?
当他妻子在怀老二的时候，医生检查报告出来就提醒他，这个孩子生下来可能会有问题。你们还要吗？但是尽管如此，他们最后还是坚持要生下他。
When his wife was pregnant with the second child, the doctor informed them about possible Down syndrome baby. In spite of the fact, they kept the baby.
果然，我们看见他出生之后，那个小女儿啊，就是有一点问题，学习非常缓慢，不像她的姐姐，品学兼优。
The diagnosis turned out to be true. The child is slower than her sister.
但是我们看见谢宏文牧师，他还是一样非常爱他这个小女儿。我看他每次那个脸书所晒出来的都一样，跟他大女儿跟爱他的小女儿一样的爱他。
However, being her father, he loves this young daughter just the same.
其实天父对我们的爱也是如此，不会因为我们外在的条件优异来决定是否爱我们。
This is the kind of love.That our heavenly Father lavished on us.
的确，我们在座很多都非常的优秀，但是不要以为你光是优秀就让满足天父的心了。
His love does not depend on our achievement or performance.
让我们从今以后愿意开始去体会天父的心，愿意经常来到他的面前与他亲近，而不是等到出了问题的时候啊，我们才来找他，才求告他。
Let us feel our Heavenly Father's heart, willing to come to Him more often. Do not wait until we have trouble and need His help to come to Him.
让我们做一个天父真正的好儿女，你们说好不好？
Let us be a good child of God. Amen.
好，让我们一起起立，我们来回应这首歌《天父儿女》。
Let's respond with this hymn, children.
Hi, dear.